The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
You see, God is the great equalizer. Because no matter what you don't have, when you do have Him, then you're equal to anything. You're equal to any task through Christ.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers.
Hi, everyone. If you have watched Joyce Meyer teach for any time at all, you know that this woman is confident. But do you know that it has nothing to do with her accomplishments or her popularity? And it's not something that she has always possessed. Let's take a look at this question from social media. It's from Rebecca, and she asks, how do you overcome being shy and backward to being someone God can use? Great question. And Rebecca, you can be used by God. There is no doubt. And you can be confident even if you don't feel confident. Joyce is going to explain how that's possible today as she addresses our question, how can I gain confidence?
I've been trying to share that your attitude belongs to you. Nobody can make you have a good one. Nobody can make you have a bad one. If you have a bad attitude, it's because you've chosen to have a bad attitude. It's not because of what's happening to you in your life. You say, well, no, I've got this attitude because of my circumstances. No, you don't. You have the attitude because you choose to have the attitude. It's not people who have the best of everything who have the best attitude. It's the people who make the best of everything that have the best attitudes. So you can choose to have a good attitude. You can choose to have a bad attitude. If you choose to have a good attitude, then you can avoid a whole bunch of messy, junky stuff that you won't have to deal with. But if you don't choose to have the good attitude, then you will automatically get the other stuff. So, I got a few helpers here, and we're going to show you what your choices are for tonight's teaching. You can either be fearful and insecure and fail at everything and be totally focused on your weaknesses, or you can be confident. Which one would you like to be? So you're going to choose confidence, and you're going to avoid living fearful, insecure, failing at everything you do, and being focused on your weaknesses. How many of you are tired of being focused on your weaknesses? All right. You guys can go back. You did great. A confident attitude. You know, I've stood in front of many crowds of people and taught the Word of God, and I certainly feel a lot more confident now than I did in the beginning. I think all of us, when we start out with something new or maybe try to do things we've never done before, get in a new situation, a new environment, it can be a little test of our faith, and we have to press in a little bit. And one of the things that God has taught me over the years is that I cannot lose my confidence when I'm up here. I just can't. Because if I do, I just give the meeting to the devil. You say, well, I don't feel confident. I'm not talking to you about how you feel. Matter of fact, sometimes I get really tired of talking to everybody about how they feel. I even get tired of talking about how I feel. I think that feelings, of course, can be important, and we don't want to deny them. We don't want to ignore them. We don't want to not understand them. But we live far too much by our feelings. And the thing that I want to say to you tonight is you may not feel confident, but you can be confident. You can make a decision about how you're going to walk and how you're going to talk and how you're going to hold yourself and what you're going to believe. And if you'll decide what you're going to be in Christ, then your feelings will catch up with it eventually. But if you let your feelings rule you, then you will spend your whole life ruled by how you feel. And many of those feelings will be inspired by the enemy. So when I'm up here and I see somebody that went to sleep and somebody else looking at their watch and somebody else that decides to get up and walk out while I'm preaching, I have to stick with what I'm doing and not let myself get focused on that. You know, God told Jeremiah, who was very afraid of what God was telling him to do. And God said, before I formed you in the womb, I called you as a prophet. And I've put a word in your mouth to speak to the people. And Jeremiah was so afraid. And you know what God told him? Stop looking at the people's faces. Sometimes we just look around too much to see what everybody thinks about what we're doing and how they feel about what we're doing, and whether or not they're approving of us. We look for that approving nod and that approving glance and the clapping. And you know, it's really pretty easy sometimes to preach in a real stirred up, passionate, charismatic church. But I'll tell you, I've been some places. I mean, I've been some places. Amen. I remember going to a little church in southeast Missouri one time, and I mean, honestly, I'm telling you the truth. There might have only been 35 people there, and it was like doing a funeral. I mean, it was just bad. And Dave told me later, he said, I will never know how you did that and seemed that enthusiastic. You know how I did it? I got about a quarter of a way into it, and I could feel myself sinking fast. And I thought, I got to make a decision here. So literally, like in the spirit, it would have been equivalent to me rolling up my sleeves and saying, that's it. I'm barreling into this. And I just decided, I don't care what you look like. I don't care if you clap. I don't care if you smile. I am going to preach my heart out, and you are going to like it, and you are going to get something. Well, if I just went by the way people looked, it was pretty discouraging. And so, you know, when we left, I thought, well, you know, maybe some people bought some resources. Maybe they bought some, you know, back then it was cassette tapes. Maybe they bought some tapes. And so Dave had this little tiny resource table. That was back in the days when, you know, we did it all. I mean, he did that part and I did the rest of it. And so I said to him, we're driving home. I said, well, you know, how many tapes did we sell tonight? And he said, well, I hate to tell you this. He said, we didn't sell any, but somebody did return one. Now, let me tell you, when you're in times like that, and I can tell you, you never get to the part, you never get to the success side of anything without going through some of that. So don't think you're the only one that's going through times like that. And when you're in times like that, you have to not live by how you feel, because you may want to feel 1,000 times like giving up. But you don't have the luxury of giving up if God's called you to do something. You got to press on and you've got to press in.
Well, Joyce joins us right here in the studio today to explain where true confidence comes from. Joyce, thanks for your teaching on all this.
Oh, I love it.
Well, you know, we know confidence is one of those things that when you have it, it changes the way you approach life. It changes the way you approach people.
Right.
And it's that balance of confidence in Christ and
right.
Not a haughtiness, not a,
yeah.
a wrong kind of confidence. But and that's what you've been teaching us. But I want to ask you some questions, because you've also talked about where true confidence comes from, so that we don't get confused and mm-hmm. just trying to make ourselves puffed up and feel
right.
better about
yeah.
ourselves. So one of the things that you say is truly knowing God.
You know, there's a big difference in knowing about God and knowing God. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would say, oh yeah, I know God, but they really don't know his character. They don't know who he is. They don't know how he behaves. And you know, one of the characteristics that Jesus displayed so beautifully was humility.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that we are to walk in the same type of humility that he walked in. You know, for example, here he is, the Son of God, God himself, and yet he took off his garments, put on a servant's towel, and washed his disciples' feet.
Yeah.
And then he put his garment back on. The thing that I love about that is when you have true confidence, when you really know that your worth and value is not tied up in what you do or don't do or the position you hold, he took his garment off, he put on a servant's towel, then he put his garment back on. He was able to lay aside his divinity for a moment, not that he ever really laid it aside, but he wasn't trying to prove anything, so therefore he could serve other people.
Yeah.
And so I think that studying the character of God is very important.
You know what you're talking about with true humility.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that without confidence.
True confidence really is an attitude that says, I can do all things through Christ, but I'm absolutely nothing without him.
Exactly.
I always say,
yeah.
we need to have a revelation that we're everything, nothings. Yeah. Everything in Him, nothing without Him.
Yeah. You also say one of the keys is to recognize that God loves you unconditionally.
Love is not something God does, it's who He is. So therefore, and if you can just remember that, that really helps. It's not something He does, so it cannot be turned on and off. Mm-hmm. It's not, you can't buy it. It's not for sale. It's not based on what we do or don't do. It's who He is. So that's right. All He knows how to do.
Yeah.
You know, He loves. Now, that doesn't mean that God's not a God of justice. That doesn't mean that, you know, there's not going to be judgment for sin. But God loves. Even the people that we just really don't like the way they behave and the things that they do, mm-hmm. God loves them too. And that doesn't mean that they won't pay a price for the way they're living, but
right.
Instead of being judgmental toward them, we really need to be prayerful because more than anything, God wants to see them saved and redeemed.
Exactly.
So it's kind of challenging to realize that God loves the worst sinner just as much as He does somebody who thinks they're really the most religious person that there is. His love is unconditional. And one of the things that I do is I confess scriptures about the love of God on a regular basis. You know, the more you meditate on the Word of God, the more real it becomes to you. It becomes part of you. And meditation just means to roll something over and over in your mind or to mutter it.
And how has that impacted your confidence? That letting that love just thoroughly soak into you, how does that change how you see yourself?
Well, because then you realize that God's going to love you the same even if you make a mistake. So confidence really turns into boldness, which means that you're able to step out and do things.
Right.
In one of my teachings, I say that if you don't lack confidence, if you're a believer in Christ and you don't have confidence, it's like a jumbo jet sitting on a runway or on an airstrip with no fuel in it.
Hmm.
It's like we have such capabilities. God has given us gifts and talents and abilities, and He's with us all the time, but we still need to have that confidence to step out.
Because you're not going to go anywhere without it.
That's right.
And that leads us to your next point that is a key to confidence, and that is realizing that God is always with you.
I love that. You know, all over the Bible, there's so many fear nots. And so many of them, I think it would be safe to say most of them say, "Fear not, for I am with you."
Hmm.
And that's really, we don't have to have any other reason to not be afraid than to know that God's with us. So if you know that He loves you, and you know, like in His character, that He's merciful.
Right.
So, okay, God loves me. He's merciful. He's with me. So that gives me the courage to be able to step out. See, people will never step out into new things if they're afraid of making a mistake. And when you know that even if you do, God's going to love you anyway.
Yeah.
And that He's with you, He's going to help you. If you get on the wrong track, He's going to help you get back on the right one. I think that it's so important for people to realize that God is with them. And something that I do sometimes, and I don't do it every day, but I'll stop and just say, "God, You're here with me right now." Hmm. I think there's things that we know that we know, but we lose the conscious awareness of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be conscious and aware of God's presence all the time is one of my main prayers. I want to not just mentally know that He's with me, but I want to not feel in the sense of like an emotional feeling, but I want to be assured and confident that God is with me.
Yeah. The final point that you say is, and this is a big one for all of us, that God has a unique plan for your life.
Yes, He does. And you know, in order to experience that unique plan, you have to be willing to be different than other people.
Mm.
You can't, because see, unique.
That's a great point.
Unique means that the plan He has for me is probably not going to be exactly like somebody else's plan. I mean, you know, we may all fit into categories, but even then, you know, I'm a different type of Bible teacher than maybe somebody else is. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they're better or I'm better. It's just that we're unique and different. And you know, God doesn't want just a bunch of copycats of everything else that He's got. I mean, this is pretty obvious, but We all have different DNA. We all have different fingerprints. And so God loves unique things. Everything that God wants done cannot be covered if we're all just trying to be like everybody else.
Right.
So I tell people, you might as well be yourself because everybody else is already taken. And God is not going to help you be somebody else.
Yeah.
So God does have a unique plan for our life, but we have to be very careful about just being so addicted to wanting to be safe all the time. You know, not that we're going to do foolish things, but in order to really experience God's will for you, you have to be willing to step out and take a chance and trust that, you know, if for some reason this isn't God, He'll get me back on the right track. You see, God knows our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so if He knows that your heart is right and that you've done the best you can to hear from Him, really that's all you need to do. Everything else He'll take care of.
And that takes so much pressure off.
It does.
It really does. It gives you that trust that you need to be able to step out in Him, not because you're perfect, not because your world is all together, but because He will be with you. He does love you. He does have a plan.
Right.
It changes everything.
And if you go out every day thinking that your worth and value is based on what other people think of you, I mean, like you said, the pressure is just absolutely unbearable. It actually makes people sick. It causes them to make all kinds of bad decisions.
Yeah.
And I mean, I even prayed this morning, Lord, help me to always follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, even if that means that somebody else is not going to like the decision that I make.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joyce. We
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. I know you've got more to tell us. So we're going to get back to more of Joyce's teaching in just a minute. But first, let us help you in this area. We want to build your confidence in Christ. So we have an offer for you today. It's God's Word. You can count on it by studying it. Let it become part of who you are. This is Joyce's teaching called Bold, Confident, and Courageous. It's 5 CDs, and you'll also get the Confident Woman book. And this book has been an amazing seller because it's touched so many lives. I'm going to tell you more about that later. Don't go away. But right now, let's get back to the conclusion of Joyce's message.
A farmer was once sitting on his porch when a friend dropped by to visit him. The friend said, "Well, how's your wheat crop going this year?" "Ain't got any," replied the farmer. "Didn't plant any. I'm afraid the weevil will get into it and just ruin me." "Okay, well then how's your corn?" "Ain't got any," replied the farmer. "Didn't plant any. I'm afraid the crows will eat it and it'll ruin me." "Well then how are your potatoes going?" "Ain't got any," replied the farmer. "Didn't plant any. I'm afraid the tater bugs will poison them and ruin me." "Well, what did you plant this year?" asked the confused visitor. "Nothing," replied the farmer. "I just played it safe." Don't be like that. Don't be so afraid of failing that you never step out to do anything. Well, where does true godly confidence come from? Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. "For we Christians are the true circumcision, who worship God in spirit and by the Spirit of God. And we exalt and glory and pride ourselves in Jesus Christ. And we put no confidence or dependence of what we are in the flesh and on outward privileges and physical advantages and external appearances." We put no confidence on what we are in the flesh. You can't get your confidence based on how you look or who you know or what kind of car you drive or what social group you're in or how many people are clapping for you or whether you're in the choir at church or whether you're on the platform in church. Your confidence has to come from Christ and Christ alone. And as long as we're getting our confidence out of all those other things, there's going to be a struggle in our life because Satan can move those things and shake those things. But he can never get inside of us in our heart if we really know who we are in Christ. The Apostle Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I love the Amplified. "I'm ready for anything. I'm equal to anything through Christ who infuses inner strength into me." That's the way we need to live. I'm ready for anything. I'm equal to anything. Not in me, but through Christ. Through Christ who strengthens me. You see, God is the great equalizer. Because
no matter what you don't have, when you do have him, then you're equal to anything. You're equal to any task through Christ. And I tell you, I know that probably as well as any human being on the earth, and there's no way that I could even hope to get you to understand this, but you just absolutely, totally do not even begin to understand how completely ridiculous it is for me to be doing what I'm doing. I mean, in the natural. In the natural. I wouldn't be qualified. I'm not educated. Probably don't have the right voice or the right personality. I mean, I'm just kind of like, oh, there it is. You know? But I'm telling you what, I mean, when God anoints somebody or something, that makes all the difference in the world. When God anoints you, people will like you even though they may not want to. Amen? It is amazing what happens. And you know, even Jesus didn't say he was qualified because he was educated and had 5 degrees. He said, I am qualified because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. When the Holy Spirit puts his hand on you, then you're turned into another man or another woman entirely. That's why our confidence has to be in Christ and Christ alone. I believe if we're confident that it releases us from jealousy and envy and we don't have to live in that torment. I believe it releases us from the need to compare and compete and try to be like everybody else. I believe knowing who you are in Christ releases you to be the precious, awesome, wonderful person that God has created you to be. And you can be that without any apology. I am different. I'm different, and I like it. I like it. I used to think I was weird. Now I know I'm unique. Unique has value. You know, the Bible talks about all the different gifts that God gives. Get it through your head, you're different. You're not supposed to look at somebody else on the platform and wish that you could do what they do. God put that gift in them for your enjoyment, and if you're jealous of it, you can't enjoy it. I believe confidence sets us free from all that. I don't have to have what you have. I can be happy without it. I don't have to do what you do. You don't even have to like me for me to be happy, because my joy is not based on what you think of me. It's based on who I am in Christ. I can step out and try something and fail at it and still be happy and confident, because my confidence is not in succeeding at everything I try to do. I can miss God. I can think I heard from God and just flat out miss God, and that still doesn't diminish who I am in Christ. I don't have to play it safe. I can live boldly. I can live aggressively. And people who do that will end up doing great things for God. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm equal to anything, ready for anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. And I don't care whether I feel confident or not, I will be confident. And no matter how I feel, I will never let the enemy use it to take me out. I am going to finish what God has called me to do. Can anybody say amen? Amen, 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 amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen.
The great thing about confidence is that we can all have it, because no matter who we are, God can use us, and he can use you right where you are. He knows your limitations, and the best thing is he knows your potential, so you can have confidence in that. Study what God's word says about who you are, and study what Joyce talked about today with these really helpful resources that we have for you. You can learn to be confident even when you don't feel confident. It's all here in her teaching, Bold, Confident, and Courageous. It's 5 hours of teaching, and you can get it as a digital download, or you can get the hard copy so that you can listen to it over and over, take it in your car, share it with others, whatever you want to do. And you'll get this book, The Confident Woman. This book has been so well received, And a lot of women have gained the confidence that they need by understanding who they are in Christ and what He wants to do in their life. So this is a great resource for you. Pick it up today. Don't wait. Now, some of you may need to begin by renewing your relationship with Christ, because without Him, confidence really is just a front. It doesn't mean anything. So we asked you to share with us on social media about turning your life back to God. So many of us have times that we wander away from Him, and we love hearing those stories of how He brought you back. Mary from Arizona says, "A boyfriend led me astray at a young age. For a long time, I was an atheist. It's been several years since we broke up, and I'm proud to say I see Jesus again. I look into the eyes of my husband and my children, and I know that He lives." We've got another one here. This is Wendy. She says, "There isn't enough room to talk about how I walked away from God, but coming back has not been easy because I felt so guilty. What's helping me is His Word, praising Him and drawing near to Him. I realize God's forgiveness is greater than my mess." Wendy, that is so true. And let's do one more. Kathy from Virginia says, "I walked away from God when I was angry because of unanswered prayer. I'm glad that His love is unconditional in spite of my choices. Life is not always fair, but God gives us what we need to fill the void in our lives." Thank you all so much for sharing that. There are more great stories on our social media pages, so go there, check those out. And today, we want you to share with us a very special moment, something really intimate between you and God that helped you to recognize how much He loves you. That's the kind of relationship He wants to have with us, that knowing each other well, that intimacy, and many of you have had that kind of experience. So share that on Facebook, the Joyce Meyer Ministries page. You can share it on Twitter using hashtag EA. And an invitation for you, you can still join us for our annual Love Life Women's Conference. It is coming up soon, and we want you to be there. Beth Moore is going to be our guest along with Christine Kane. We'll have great music. So go to our website for more information. It is not too late. You can register on site, so we hope that you'll join us. And we invite you to join us right here next week on Everyday Answers.
God has given us everything that I need to live the very best life that I can possibly live. And He did it because He's good, not because I'm good. Everybody say, "I've got it."
Of course, if you have questions, that is why we are here. We want to explore those big questions in life together. So on Twitter, use hashtag AskJoyce, or go to our Facebook page and ask away, and then be watching every day as we look at those answers together with Joyce. And remember, today you can be confident. It's not something you have to work up. It comes when the Holy Spirit is working with you, when you spend time with God, and when you recognize how He's operating in your life. So let's see that confidence flow today. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on Everyday Answers.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.